it is, what it might be. You see, I have criteria for measuring talent and its products that are my personal ones, but I like to think that they should be universal. They should be everybody's measurement of talent. And the one, maybe the most important ingredient there is something we call originality. And I say that simply by the vast amount of accumulated evidence that the music that we all cherish and adore and admire and want to hear again and again, and we can listen to it again and again without getting bored with it or, you know, whatever. What is the main ingredient in that music? Originality. Meaning, that word can be interpreted several ways, but meaning specifically here, having created something that came onto the face of this earth absolutely new, had never happened before, to one degree or another, or to in some specific way. Like I mentioned last week, some composers are more talented in and more original in, let's say, matters of harmony, and others are more gifted in working with counterpoint, as Bach, for example, was. Others are great instrumentators. Take a composer like Respighi. I mean, an unbelievable use of the orchestra. So inventive and so original in the way he took the music which he wrote at the piano and then orchestrated. Then there are composers like Beethoven who are original on every front in music. He really pioneered. Not just pioneered, because pioneered means you just start something. He started it and finished it. So that you know, even 100 years later, and maybe even today, 200 years later, we're all still learning from Beethoven in specific ways and in very... Hey, Sally, I didn't see you. You're so quiet. In specific ways and more general ways. So that is the kind of... It doesn't need to be radical originality like Stravinsky's was in The Rite of Spring or Beethoven's was in a number of pieces or Bach was in his Passions, for example, or the B minor Mass. It doesn't have to be that radical. But there has to be something importantly new about it.